Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by Edie Adams, a member of our church here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. And Edie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Grayson. Thanks for having me here with you.
And the reason I have Edie in the Front Porch Talks studio today is to talk about a recent trip that she took with a couple others to Paraguay. And that was through Village to Village, or representing Village to Village, a local nonprofit that Heidi Dove, a member of our church, started about a year or a little more ago. So, Edie, just talk about maybe why you went to Paraguay. I mentioned that it was with Village to Village, but talk about maybe why Village to Village is starting something in Paraguay, and maybe about who went with you and some of the reasons you guys went and some of the other stuff that you want to share.
Okay, Grayson. 2 years ago, well, it's just 1 year ago, June of 2016, I had the opportunity to go with Operation Christmas Child to Paraguay to distribute shoeboxes to the children. And it was there that we came upon a church that really touched our hearts. It's Iglesias del Carnaval, church in the sugarcane field. And that's basically what it was. The sugarcane field had been cleared, and the church just met in the middle of the sugarcane field. And while we were there for the distribution, it was like 120 kids there and just in the field. And the Lord just really placed it on our OCC team heart that we needed to do something. The ministry team there was just so humble, and they were really just burnt out from not having any resources. When the weather's too hot or too cold or it's raining, they can't have church, they can't do other activities like feeding programs and things like that. So our OCC team came back and decided we were going to raise the money to build the church there for Pastor Victor. Pastor Victor Vera is the pastor of that church. They had the plans, they had the land, and they had the material list and the people to build it. They just didn't have the money to purchase the supplies they needed. So when I came back from Paraguay in 2016, I approached Heidi and said, "Heidi, this is what we want to do. Can we run the money through Village to Village?" And she said, "Well, let's take it a step further. We're ready to expand to other villages, and let's look at Paraguay as being a possibility." So as we kept exploring and raising the money, we kept seeing God's presence. And it was just amazing the way that He has shown up and just confirmed that Paraguay is one of the villages that we need to be in. So we actually ended up raising the first installment of the money, and then we tried to find a way to get the money to Pastor Victor. And we kept running into roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. We were asking just about everybody that had any connections with Paraguay if we could get the money there. Lots of prayer going on while we continued to explore. Well, in the meantime, we started having conversations with Marta and Victor Baza, who are our contacts in Paraguay. They are on the Operation Christmas Child National Leadership Team, and they happened to be with us the time that we were in Paraguay. And we started identifying more needs in Paraguay other than just building the church. So we've been planning about a year to do something in Paraguay. Not sure where God's leading us on that at the time. In the meantime, God continues to show up. We have become close with Roberto Martinez, who works in the embassy in D.C., and he is from Paraguay. And actually, he was with us on an Operation Christmas Child distribution trip. And he actually took us to meet the ambassador. The ambassador asked to meet Heidi and I, and we have the ambassador's support. Just very, very thankful that there are people that want to help his people. Paraguay is sort of like the forgotten country. Even though they're one of the poorest countries in the Americas, they seem to be forgotten. A lot of people don't hear about them and hear about their needs. So we decided it was time to take a planning trip to Paraguay. And back in July, Christy Cohn and Courtney Sheets and myself went to spend a week in Paraguay. Marta and Victor, of course, hosting us and working with us on what we would see, the areas that we would assess, and any resources that we have there. So it was lots and lots and lots of prayer because we had not planned a mission trip before, you know, and Heidi wasn't going this trip. So we were praying, and I remember saying, God, why me? And he said, and why not you? And I'm like, okay. Then that was just confirmation that I had all I needed, that he would open the doors, prepare hearts. And so a peace came as we started heading to Paraguay. The first meeting that we had was with the Association of Evangelical Pastors in Paraguay. And I didn't know until after our meeting that it took Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child 5 years to get in to meet with this association. And here we are, you know, three females from Rockingham County, Augusta County, walking right in to meet with this association. So we knew, you know, God's there. So Marta and I presented to the association just an overview of Village to Village, how we ended up in Paraguay and that type of stuff. And, well, this was the board member. It wasn't the whole association. And from the minute we started presenting, they were nodding their head in agreement, saying, amen, amen, amen. And then we got a call the next day that they wanted to meet with us again before they left. So we went and listened to their presentation on their strategic plan, and they saw a great partnership. We had the same mission and vision and goals with them, and they would even give us a route to get the money out to the projects that we decide to work on. And not only that, an example would be with Pastor Vera, we would get them the money for building the church, and then Pastor Vera would come and say, I need so much this week for whatever the project was or wherever they were working that week, and they would give him that. They would take care of the receipts, and they would even go out and observe the building and make sure that things are on track. So that was many, many, many prayers answered, and immeasurably more than we could ever ask. We just wanted to get the money there, but they took it and expanded that to more of a hands-on approach. So God's timing is just wonderful. We also, during the second meeting with the board of the Pastors Association, we met actually in a business. And we went up and met in the boardroom of this business. And the gentleman that owned the business, who we later found out is one of the largest businessmen in Paraguay, and he is on the board of ASEP, which is the Association of Evangelical Pastors. And he stayed with us about 30 minutes and talked with us the 30 minutes. Then he had to leave to go do his business. And then he came back at the end and spent about another 20 minutes with us, gave us his business cards, and just offered his continued support for Village to Village in Paraguay. It was after that that we found out that it is impossible to get meetings with this man. He is such a large business person in Paraguay that, you know, most people don't have access to him. And the board was just amazed that he gave us the time. And that is just an example of God, again, preparing hearts and opening doors for us in Paraguay.
Thank you, Edie, and it's neat how God took a trip through Operation Christmas Child to Paraguay and turned it into something that Village to Village is now partnering with a church in Paraguay to try to reach out to the community and help the church as well, and some other business leaders, like you said, who most people don't get a chance to speak to. You guys were able to get a chance to speak with them, and they didn't really even know you prior. And I know also you weren't even probably, if you had gone to Colombia with Operation Christmas Child a couple of years ago, probably wouldn't have got the opportunity to go to Paraguay. So God, I definitely believe, is in all of what is going on through Village to Village in Paraguay. Just talk a little bit more maybe about some of the, I guess, what the future in Paraguay might look like as far as Village to Village and some of the work that Village to Village hopes to do in Paraguay.
Certainly, Grayson. And it is. It's just an example of God being in it, even back from 2015 when I was supposed to go to Colombia. When we got to Paraguay, we went and looked at four possible projects. Our first was visiting with Pastor Victor and just recommitting with him our commitment to get the money there for him to build the church. We went and saw the land, and he's just waiting on the final paperwork. And I think it's God's timing. He's ready to get the final paperwork at the time we were able to get the money there. So we were able to go into the village with him and reconnect with some of the children that I met last year on the shoebox distribution. And that was just so heartwarming to see them. And I was actually showing them pictures of themselves last year, and the smiles on their face were just so, it just touched my heart. Back to Pastor Victor, he was talking about some of the things that he wants to be able to do once they get the church building. And one of the first things is get a kitchen set up. So we're talking about how we can get everything he needs for the kitchen. They currently do a feeding program for the children one Saturday a month, and it's usually just done cooked in someone's home. With the church and the kitchen, they can expand the program to four Saturdays a month. So we know then that at least the children will get a full meal on 4 days out of each month. So that is something that we are going to expand there also. We went and saw another community church, and this area, there's like 300 children, and it's a very poor area of Paraguay, and they were able to get the money for the church building, but they don't have a floor or electricity. And again, they're meeting outside, and when the weather doesn't cooperate, they aren't able to hold activities. So it's just a real hindrance in ministering to this community. And all they need is $1,000 to get the floor and electricity in and get this church up and running. So you see that a lot of ways. There are people there that want to reach out with the gospel, want to reach out and meet their basic physical needs, but the funds just aren't there. We also went to visit with the Recycled Orchestra. And if you haven't heard of them, you can go to YouTube and see a short video on the history of the Recycled Orchestra. And this is the poorest area in the city of Asunción. And the people here live off of a dump. That's their main source of income. Families, and including children, will go shift through the piles of trash 24 hours a day to find what they can get out and sell for recycled. On one visit, there was a man who is actually a conductor of an orchestra, and he visited there, and it really upset him to see all of the children digging in the trash. So he wanted to find a way to be able to get the children off of the trash piles and give them hope for a future. And he came up with the Recycled Orchestra. And basically, the Recycled Orchestra, they have right now 300 children from Asunción. 90% are from this desperately poor neighborhood. And they actually, in terms of recycling, all of the instruments are made out of things that have been pulled from the dump. Forks, oil cans, cookie tins, pieces of wood recycled. And the instruments are really just a beautiful work of art. And they actually found the man to build the instruments there, recycling at the dump. So we were able to visit with them, see the instruments, listen to the children practice, and meet the man that made the instruments. And it was interesting, when we met with ASAP, the pastors, they said that they had done a survey of teenagers, and they found that the number one value to them and one that they did not have was dignity. And I really saw, as we were visiting the recycled orchestra, that these children were pulled off the dump, brought in, were actually taught to play an instrument and show that they have value and that they are able to learn something. They may not end up in the traveling orchestra, which is 50 members, but they're off the dump. They're actually even providing for their family because each child's family gets $100 a month to allow the child to play in the orchestra. If not, the family would put the child back to work on the orchestra. So a lot of hope there in terms of the recycled orchestra. And their needs are mainly financial. They need to expand their place. So then the last area of need we went to, we visited the Chaco area of Paraguay and visited with Tobaquam, one of the indigenous tribes there. And our hearts were just, we always ask God to break our hearts for what breaks his. And our hearts were broken here tremendously with this tribe. The indigenous tribes in Paraguay are like outcast. They're marginalized. They're being forced from their tribal land. The government does not tax them and will not allow them to pay taxes. And because they don't pay taxes, then they don't have the resources from the government. So they're pretty much being moved from their tribal lands by people coming in and wanting the resources and having to find ways to support themselves. So we visited with the tribe. We had about 2 hours to wait on the tribal leader. So we were there just playing with the children, and it was just so heartwarming to see the smiles on their faces. They have nothing, but they were just so full of joy. And we were actually trying to find some food items and things like that to share with the kids. So we were pulling out pretzel bags and mints and protein bars, and you know, we tear off a piece and give it to a child, and that child would break that in half and give it to another child. And, you know, here are these children. They have nothing. They're getting a special treat, but they want to share it. And that just really, really touched our hearts. So then the tribal leader came. She's a female named Bernarda. And we were able to spend some time with her walking the land and seeing the needs of this particular tribe. Some of the things that they need, one thing they needed was just a nebulizer. A lot of the kids had respiratory things. And she went to the health department and couldn't get one. So we went out and got a nebulizer and some little things of saline just so they could treat the kids. It's like $150, but they couldn't even get that. They didn't even have that money to be able to treat the kids. Other things they need were food for their children and food for the elderly. There is a school there, and they needed uniforms for the school. They needed shoes. The tribe, they raise cattle. And also the women are wage earners also in that they make beautiful, beautiful pieces of art to sell. Baskets, jewelry, scarves, artwork, those type of things. So they just need a couple things to help them with that. One, it sounds simple, but again, when you don't have the money, the plants that they make the baskets and the purses from, the cattle like to eat. So all they need is a fence to be able to put around where this plant grows. So they have the products that they need. They also need a storehouse to put these products in after they make them and waiting for sale. Their only option for sale is at vendor fairs and things like that in Paraguay. And Paraguay is not a highly visited area by tourists, so their market is very limited. And they are looking to get their markets into the United States. So we did actually have an option to meet with two ladies who work with the artisans of the Chaco. And they are the ones that market that. So we're talking with them and seeing if there are any possibilities there of us supporting that. So that was just four areas of need. But the need is just tremendous. And Paraguay is a land of extremes. There's really no middle class. There's the upper class and then the poverty. And it's all interspersed there. Again, you know, you don't often hear of the need in Paraguay, but believe me, it is great.
Well, thank you, Edie. It's just kind of overwhelming to hear about all those stories and all the needs that are represented in many different villages there. But also, sounds like there's hope, whether it be through the recycled orchestra and how those kids are kind of given dignity or purpose in their lives through just the talents that are being shown through playing those instruments or the opportunities that they're given to play those instruments and for their families. And then also you mentioned the ladies that make stuff in the other village. It sounds like that there's hope for, I guess, maybe a better tomorrow. What if somebody was interested in either partnering with Village to Village, helping support Village to Village for their ministry in Paraguay, or maybe was interested in future trips? What would be a way for them to get in contact with Village to Village?
You can go Instagram and Facebook, Village to Village. All have they have pages there, so you could go there. We also have a website, Village to Village. Or you could call the church. Here at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene and asked to speak to either Heidi Dove or myself, Edie Adams. We are planning to take a team there next July, July 13th through, I can't remember the end date, but that's when we start. We'll be gone about 10 days, so whatever that is out. But we are planning on taking a team there. We're in the process now of just determining what our plan will be and what that trip will look like. So registration for the trip will be in September. Then we'll start getting the team together and talking about the plan, talking about fundraising and that type of thing.
Well, thank you, Edie. And our phone number here at church, Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, is 540-434-1092. Like Edie said, you can call the church and ask for Heidi Dove or Edie if Heidi's not here, and they can give you more information. And also, I'm sure if nothing else, prayer for the people of Paraguay and the ministry there and for Village to Village and their ministry in Paraguay is appreciated.
Yes, prayer is the foundation. And that's one of the things that was just completely reinforced to us, that prayer is not an option. It's vital, and we have to continue to pray. We also have on the Facebook page, Village to Village, some of the items that we brought back from the indigenous women for sale. So if you're interested in looking at any of that, please feel free to go there. But we kept learning lesson after lesson. You know, God's faithful, and we can trust him. His timing is perfect, and he has shown that. He doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the call. And that was definitely there through our trip and our planning there. And just that we're all called to the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in Matthew 28. And each of us can make a difference when we are obedient to God's call on our lives. And there is so much need in our country and around the world. But if we can make a difference, if we just commit to the Lord's plan for us, we will make a difference.
Right. And often by ourselves, we might feel like we can't make that much of a difference. But everybody working together, coming together, doing a little bit does make a difference. Edie, thank you for joining me. Is there anything else that you would like to share maybe that I haven't asked you about already or that we haven't talked about yet?
I'd just like to close by sharing Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. And he is the God of immeasurably more. And he's shown that time and time again in Paraguay. And I just want to say that any support, like Grayson said, prayer is appreciated. If you're interested in going on the trip, we would love to have you there. And also any financial contributions would be much appreciated.
Well, thank you, Edie, for joining me. And I look forward to hearing about what God's going to do in Paraguay through Village to Village in the future. Would you mind just closing out our program praying for the people of Paraguay and Village to Village's ministry in Paraguay, and what other thoughts you have?
Certainly. Thank you, Grayson. Lord God, our God of immeasurably more. Lord, we come before you with grateful hearts and just thankful, Lord, for your love, for your grace, and for your mercies, Lord. Lord, I just lift up the people of Paraguay, such precious people, and they don't have much at all. They live in buildings the size of our bathrooms, and yet our bathrooms are never big enough. We want larger and larger bathrooms. And I just think, Lord, how much we've been blessed with. Lord, but I just lift up the people of Paraguay, one, that their basic needs are met. I think of the tribe that we were at, food, something that we often take for granted. You know, we worry about what we will eat next. They worry if they will eat next. Lord, I just lift up their social status, Lord, as they are trying to survive and as they are trying to be recognized. I think of the Chaco region. They're getting a soccer team together, one to help the young men, but also to bring attention to them. So, Lord, I just ask your blessing on the soccer team, that they get the players, that they get the coaches and the resources that they need to take part in this activity. Lord, I lift up the other needs of the tribe, health care, clothing, support in their business. Lord, I lift up the children in the poor area of Asuncion and the recycled orchestra, Lord, that this organization is able to keep ministering to these children, to pull them out of a life on the dump into a life of hope, a life of dignity. Lord, I lift up Pastor Victor and his church in the sugarcane field, Lord. Know that you are working there. I just am so grateful that you brought Pastor Victor into our lives and into a partnership with Village to Village. We can learn so much from him, Lord, just his humility and his giving. And that's one of the things that I've noticed in Paraguay. They don't have much, but they're willing to give and give. Lord, we just ask for your guidance as we set forward in developing our plan, that you'll show us your priorities and where you want us to focus our attention. And Lord, we know and trust that you will provide the way. You've been so faithful throughout this whole process. And Lord, I lift up Village to Village as we are partnering with villages in Guatemala, Moldova, Africa, and also Paraguay. Lord, we're just able to come in and help transform these villages. We don't want the villages to be dependent on us. We want them to be transformed where they're able to be self-sufficient and support themselves and have quality of life, Lord. Lord, we're humbled that you let Village to Village come alongside of each of these villages, Lord. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet. And Lord, it's in you that we trust all of these things. And it's in the precious holy name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again, Edie, for joining me and sharing just a little bit about your trip to Paraguay and what Village to Village is doing there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Grayson, for the opportunity.
And thank you for listening to this edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.